This is Bob Williamson. Do you need a helmet? I found 42 verses in the Bible alluding to the mystery of God. It is interesting to read them and relate because God has mystified me for as long as I've known Him. In the last couple of years, I've drawn closer to God than at any point in my life, and as I've done so and my faith has increased, He has chosen to reveal more of Himself to me in a variety of ways. Recently, God granted me tremendous peace that replaces the angst, frustration, and disappointments that I've periodically felt while trying to launch the Jesus Alliance. I felt like wringing my hands and a few necks as I've seen people who God has blessed enormously and could easily step up to the plate and put it in the upper deck, ignore this opportunity to serve God in a mighty way, and instead chase after the temporal and good times of this vaporesque life. I am tempted to judge and condemn them, and that is a very stupid thing to do, and it is not my job. One day not long ago, I was wringing my hands, worrying about our funding drying up, and suddenly I asked myself, why was I beating my head against a stone wall? I'm hard-headed, but the wall is much harder. This is not my project, but God's. I'm merely the slave in this relationship. As Bill Bright used to say, slaves don't worry, they simply obey their master. God is the one who owns the cattle, and the thousand hills that they graze upon, He owns all of creation, could easily fund it. Could it be that He doesn't want it funded at this particular time? Ping! Duh! Sorry, boss, didn't mean to try to get ahead of you on this one. So I'm through worrying about it, and guess what? I found my sweet peace. I will do what I can do and enjoy my life to the maximum and rely upon God to give it the juice. This reminds me of something that the Bright family told me about Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, Crew, and I quote, I had to learn how to trust the Lord. My faith muscles grew, just like you're exercising your muscles, and they may be sore for a while, but they become stronger with exercise. Faith grows with exercise. You see, God works miracles. God's miracle of the day for me is knowing peace today. I'm content to stay at home and work quietly in my study on the things that I perceive that God wants me to work on. And this afternoon, well, maybe I'll go sit in my deer stand. A time of His choosing, God will bring together the people and resources that He wants to accomplish the things He wants to accomplish. He doesn't need me. I need Him. Whew. I'm glad that's settled. I'm in the capable hands of our Savior and Lord, and I have complete faith in Him. Are you fretting about something today? Are you impatiently trying to force it to happen ahead of God's schedule? You might want to wear a helmet while you pound your head against that wall. Or do as I've done, sit back and relax and trust God to lead the way. Acts 17:25, and He is not served by human hands, as if He needed anything. Rather, He Himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.